Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is a test of the emergency podcast system. Podcasters in your area have volunteered to perform this test. However, this test is annoying and typically interrupts live sporting events and now live recorded radio. To avoid this test of the emergency podcast system, shop Amazon today and forevermore through fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. If you fail in doing so, this test will be performed during all your favorite TV shows and radio shows every 5 minutes. No one wants that. Shop Amazon. This concludes this test of the emergency podcast system. Don't make us repeat this test. No one likes this test.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, also known as the Ocean Spray's official unofficial holiday fruit. We're going to kick this show off with a very special interview. As a lot of you know, we are in the middle of the holiday season. It is right up on us. And the best way to get into the holiday spirit, if you're not there yet, is by baking. And on Monday, December 18th, is the finale of the Holiday Baking Championship on Food Network. And joining us at the top of the show on the Stitcher Radio Hotline is one of the final three bakers and my favorite baker of the three. He is a talented executive pastry chef. Please welcome Joshua Livesey to the show. Josh, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, thank you.
First off, man, thank you so much for joining us on Fat Guy Radio Show. I am astonished by your baking creations on the Holiday Baking Championship. And personally, I just want to eat your Instagram page. And I have to mention that mirror ball glaze from last week with the reinvented fruitcake and that chocolate Santa belt was picture perfect. Now, you're a young guy with a skill set that surpasses your age. How long have you been baking to pull something off like that?
I have been at it for about a decade now. I started when I went to college for pastry.
Okay. And that had to be what? So for a decade now, I would imagine you must have went to college when you were 12.
I'm not that young. I'm 28. So, yeah, I started when I was 18.
Okay. Okay. And what is like your inspirations? What do you pull inspirations from when you're creating these amazing baking, what I would classify as delicacies? Because they look so amazing, man.
Thank you. I pull inspiration really from all over. You know, there's so many great chefs that I've learned from and have influenced me. And then there's other chefs I see kind of either through their cookbooks or on their social media. Those are a huge inspiration. And then a lot of it is just kind of trial and error, you know. I've practiced things. I've messed up quite a few things. And luckily on the show, everything has pretty much worked out in my favor. Except for those donuts last week. Those were a little rough.
Yeah, that donut challenge came across. I was kind of clinching a little bit because I've been pulling for you this entire season from the beginning.
Great to have a fan.
From the moment you took the screen, I was like, that's my guy. That's my baker. That's the one I'm hedging all my bets on. I'm going for Joshua. He's going to pull it out. He's got to pull it out. And now we're up against the finale. And like me and everyone else listening to the show, we're all excited to see because there are some really amazing bakers in this competition. And
They casted an awesome group of people. Even from the beginning, everyone. And then now we're down to the final three, and Stephanie and Jen, they're both both amazing, amazing bakers. So it's definitely going to be a challenge here going into the finale.
Now, you've definitely set yourself apart from the rest of the group. And last week, you kind of mentioned something in one of the interviews that kind of jumped out to me on the show, where you said you feel as if you have a target on your back. And so how competitive are the other bakers, and how competitive is this show?
So going into the show, I thought that it was going to be pretty cutthroat and very competitive. It's funny, we all were so friendly with each other. I feel like they were kind of trying to dig a little bit of the competitive side out of all of us. We were competitive. I'm not going to say that we weren't.
Okay.
We just were competitive against each other. It was like we were competitive against ourselves and like what we were all capable of. As far as the target on my back goes, I mean, going into the finale, I won 5 of the 12 challenges so far.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. And of course, you know, I was doing backflips seeing that you won challenge after challenge after challenge. And I don't see the Holiday Baking Championship, and we've talked to several people that have won the Holiday Baking Championship. Jason Smith is one of our good friends of the show, and he took on the crown.
Awesome.
And now he's a Food Network star, and you know, he's a good friend. I don't think you should have a target on your back, because you busted out of the gates, put yourself in front of everybody else from the moment the show started. And that's what drew me towards you on the show, and why I cheer for you.
Well, thank you.
Now the show is so precise, and it's edited and it's put together well. There's one question that I've always wanted to ask. Who comes out and cleans up that mess that you guys create?
Honestly, I have no idea. We were offset before they started cleaning, but I have a lot of respect for whoever has to take care of that.
I mean, because it goes from you guys.
Some of the kitchen.
Yeah. It goes from you guys flinging flour all over the place and trying not to make fondant too thick, and you to when you're presenting to the judges. And it's like everything is beautiful again. And I'm like, somebody has got to have the biggest cartoon size can of stainless steel cleaner that I have ever seen in my life to get that kitchen back.
I'm sure they've got a whole team of people in there quick to kind of clean everything up. Yeah.
now you are in front of some powerhouse judges. We're talking, of course, about Nancy Fuller, Duff Goldman, and Lorraine Pascal. And dude, how did you feel, number one, to learn that you were going to be on season 4, and two, that those were going to be your judges?
So going into it, they've been the judges, I think, for every season, at least last season. So I had a good feeling that they were going to be the judges this round. Once I found out, that was a huge deal for me, especially, Duff has been, for me personally, an inspiration. His show, Ace of Cakes, that was on Food Network, was on when I was in high school.
Wow.
And when I was kind of trying to decide what I wanted to do with my career and where I wanted to go, I would watch a show and be like, wow, I want to do that. That's what I want to do. Coming from a family where no one in my family works in the food industry, like, I didn't even know that was really an option. And after watching his show, it was like, pushed me in the direction of pastry. So I think if his show didn't exist, I don't even know if I would be doing this as a career, which is kind of crazy.
Have you told him that? Have you had a chance to share that with him?
I talked about it a little bit on the show. I don't know if they're going to run with it. You know, they film so much content, they got to kind of pick and choose what gets on.
Yeah.
But I'm sure he knows. Yeah.
That would be a big honor. And it's interesting because now you're even tugging at my heartstrings even more. Like, I couldn't be a bigger fan of yours already. Now you're tugging at my heartstrings because you said that, you know, your family isn't a big group of bakers, and you're the only one that kind of stepped into that line. I feel the same way. I can relate to that because I'm the same way when it comes to internet radio. I come from a family of professionals, and I'm the only one that decided to put on the big red nose and the floppy shoes and do comedy radio. so I can totally relate to you.
Okay, all right. So and I'm sure that you had people who inspired you, and they probably didn't even know it at the time. I know Food Network sometimes gets people have mixed reviews on it, but for me, especially being younger and not really knowing what I wanted to do, and it definitely had an influence on me, being able to see someone else in a career that was just so interesting to me that I didn't even know was an option until then.
Right, and that story, your story alone, man, what you've shared with us, and thank you, is an inspiration to other people that are out there right now, that we have a lot of young people that listen to the show that may be in the same mindset where they're like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know which road I want to take. I don't know where I want to carve out my lane. What am I going to do? And now here it is that you have found that way through inspiration, through the Food Network. Now, I classify myself as the Instagram chef. And, you know, I can put some savory things together and I can make it look good. And it may or may not just be looking good for Instagram. It may not taste good, but it looks good. And that's all that matters.
Right.
But, you know, you have, you know, taken that inspiration from Duff, being in front of Lorraine. I mean, good Lord, the woman has a palate that can sense a change in the air. And then you've got Nancy Fuller, who, oh, the dude, you can't fool Grandma. And if she can love your food. And what you present, I mean, anybody can. And it's just phenomenal. And there's $50,000 on the line. Exactly. Now, what would you do? Now, the finale is coming up this Monday, December 18th at Arizona time, 7 p.m. Monday on Food Network. Josh, what would you do with the $50,000 if this goes your way on Monday night?
All right. So the plan, if I'm to win the $50,000, I really would love to take some time off from work. I really want to travel. I feel like there's so much that I can learn, that I've like things that inspire me. I would love to go to France or just anywhere in Europe, really, and just kind of tour around and just get inspired by pastries and desserts, and then kind of absorb as much as I can and bring it back to my work here.
That sounds amazing. And now, will you just focus on just the baking aspect, or do you dip your proverbial baking whisk, as I use quotation fingers on radio, into the savory side of things? Do you dabble into the savory side?
Just when I'm indulging. as work goes, strictly pastry. It's funny, here in the kitchen where I work, that Harvest restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts, I work like right across the table from the savory cooks and the chefs, and they keep me fed, but as far as what they're doing, that's their own world. I let them do their thing. They let me do mine.
I understand that. I totally understand that. Well, I know our time with you is limited, and I got to thank you again, Joshua, for joining us on Fat Guy Radio Show. Man, we are all pulling for you here as the finale airs this coming Monday at 7 p.m. Arizona time on the Food Network. December 18th. You can also catch up on past episodes at foodnetwork.com. And then if you want, you can follow Josh on his Instagram, who I believe has one of the best Instagram names out there. Josh Ganache, of course. That's I got to do it. Josh Ganache for the win is coming up on Monday, December 18th on the Food Network channel, 7 p.m. Arizona time. Josh, you are a great dude. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with a couple of silly guys out here in Arizona.
Yeah, of course. Thank you, Corey. I appreciate you having me on.
All righty, buddy. And nothing is going to be better than that, Philippius. Let's go ahead and let's start the show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Is my beard on straight? You see my boobs?
No. So, Santa, what do you think of your wife here? Well, I must have married you before this Christmas thing made me a big star.
You're a pig.
Oh, oh, oh. Well, kids, hiya. Why, you've all grown since I saw you last year. Hi. You know, Santa can't wait to talk to all of you kids, but before he does, my dear wife, Mrs. Claus, would like to tell you just what we're going to do. Mrs. Claus?
All right, listen up. This is the procedure. You step up to the lap, you state your Christmas wish. You get your candy cane, your photo, and you leave the lap. Any deviation from this procedure will result in loss of candy cane. Remember, possession of cane is a privilege, not a right. Nobody gets bit on my beat.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze. And now, the man, the myth, the legend, Corey Blaze.
You boys did good once again. Hats off. DT, we'll talk about it in a second. You got to stop panicking when I'm in the interview, in the middle of an interview, and Lip, just, you know, F up the levels how you want to. All right, everybody, live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting to 79 countries with over 750,000 downloads worldwide, heard by the best fanatics. All over the world, this is Fat Guy Radio Show. I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's our executive producer over there.
Hello.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What it do?
For our live stream viewers, we love the show to be interactive. Tweet me and the guys at Fat Guy Radio Show or comment on our Facebook Live. Hang with us all week long by liking and following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show. And today's show is brought to you by Amazon Top Gift Ideas. Do you have trouble being creative for gifts?
Yes.
I do too, especially when it comes to like those office parties, those political double gun point glad hatting things that you got to go to. Double gun point, wink, wink. You don't know what to take to those people because you really don't care about those people. Let's just keep it straight. Well, Amazon has a list of all the best top gift ideas, and I'm guaranteeing you, a fat guy guarantee, that you'll find something that you can take to that holiday party or to buy for that relative that you really don't want to buy for. But you want to get started by clicking the special Amazon top gift idea banner on fatguyradioshow.com. The Amazon top gift list at fatguyradioshow.com today. And thank you again to Josh Live C for joining us at the top of the show.
Josh Ganosh.
Isn't that the coolest Instagram handle?
The best.
I'm really truly rooting for him. I really, really am. I want him to take it home. He has been the most consistent, other than the one little donuts that he talked about. But other than that, all of the rest of his competition submissions have been spot on.
That's what's up.
So, all right, welcome to the show, everybody. And we got to get it out of the way. Off of the Twitter, there she is, Martha Boo. What it do? Off the Twitter.
Hey, girl.
Thank you, Lip. Appreciate that. And of course, Lady K is standing in the virtual studios, and we got to get her in as we do, because that's what, that's often how we do it, right?
Yes.
And then we're going to get into what the hell is wrong with DT. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there she is. Oh, there she is. She's riding in on a steed. Lady K, the virtual. Lady K. Lady K, there she is. All right, welcome to the show, DT.
I'm alive.
Why do you? Okay, we got to do it. I got to pull the curtain back.
No, leave the curtain up. I'm in the shower.
But you sit there and you and Philippians both clench up tighter than a crab's ass when we have a live streamed interview.
Because every
it's similar
time
to being a live event, right?
Exactly. And if anything goes wrong, Corey throws a bitch fit.
I do not.
And then tables
maybe
are
not on the show.
Yeah, but tables are flipped. Contracts are rewritten on other dirty napkins. Like, it's a whole ordeal, and I just
okay. So we had a problem with the live stream before the show even started, and everybody was staring at the logo for a while. And that wasn't your fault. I wasn't upset, but I think the reason why the reason why you two clinch up during the interviews is because you know that I can't do anything to help you. I can't stop the interview and say, hey, hold on a minute. I know that you're a well-known baker and you're on one of the most wildly successful network TV, TV networks, cable networks, food network. But let me stop for a minute because Philippians and DT need my help. I can't do that. So you guys get nervous. And I don't know why you guys. I'm not that bad. I'm painted out to be the monster and I'm not that bad.
Yeah. I don't know. You're pretty bad. And I want to do this real quick. Hey to Joy Washington off of the Facebook.
Hey, Joy!
Jim Armato.
Who?
Jim Armato.
I don't know why you sing it. If you know damn well, I'm going to hit the button.
Oh, who?
Jim Armato.
Jim Armato says, doesn't look like there's anything wrong with DT. Looks like he got a haircut. Looking good, DT. And thank you, Jim.
And there goes the problem. You're Samson.
Yeah,
your hair cut and you fumbled the ball a couple of times, but we recovered it and ran it for a safety. Football talk.
Recovered
that's
it.
Basketball.
Oh.
The funny thing is he doesn't know sports, so I can say that's basketball. He'd be like, dang, it probably is.
Oh, dang it.
You're thinking about soccer.
You made me soccer.
I think that's hockey.
You're right, Philippians.
You guys know I don't know anything but basketball. That's all I got.
Well, you did get some football terminology in there, and hats off to you.
Thank you very much.
And we're going to fire the interns, just to let you know.
Yeah, what did they do? You were panicking, and I'm sitting here trying not to freak out while I'm talking to Josh.
I just checked out on the mini play. I told them, hey, look, trailer talk today.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, just pulling the curtain back a little bit. We got a trailer talk today.
Yeah, it's on the Facebook page.
Oh, well, then, so we got a trailer talk. And I told them, hey, go ahead and update that slide for me. I'm going to be running a little late to the studio. Like, I need you to update that slide for me and get everything all done. They're like, got you. Before you even get to the studio, slide be updated.
Gave you the old thumb, double gun point.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, bringing you an Amazon gift to the holiday party next month.
They ran an animal. I get here. I'm looking over the thumbnails.
Sorry.
I'm looking over the thumbnails.
No, we're not doing that.
And I notice that the trailer talk has the last movie we reviewed. They had one job. Why didn't they do it? Do you know what I said, Corey?
What'd you say?
I said heads are gonna roll. No, that was the kicker.
Oh, that was the kicker?
Yeah, the heads are going to roll.
You know what? I was distracted because I don't understand. The last time we tried that bit, Lip didn't bring the levels up for me. But then yet when you did the bit, Lip brought the levels up.
Because he knows.
Lip, why don't you like me?
No.
What?
No. Lip knows.
I'm not doing it.
Lip knows. He knows. No, that was a kicker. Oh, that we're never going to get this right. Whenever I sing the last note.
Oh,
that's the kicker.
That's the kicker?
Yes. Yeah, so if I'm like, Corey, did you know?
No.
The Lip knows. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Like,
you
oh
can't
my God.
Go home. I'm pissed at Lip, even though you're pissed at me. Why do you give him the levels? But when I was wrapping up to that bit 3 weeks ago, I couldn't get the levels.
Because your patience wasn't there.
So if I do the bit now, my patience are back?
We'll see.
I'm not even going to test it. I'm not.
You got to do it.
I don't want to do it.
You got to do it.
I can't do it.
You need to do it.
I don't want to do it.
Lip. Quick question. Are the levels right now?
They were where they're supposed to be.
Okay. Corey. No. Corey.
Yes.
Let's play your playlist.
Oh, absolutely. That was it.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know.
What's going on?
The playlist is never going to happen. It's clearly not going to happen.
It's not even plugged
look,
in.
You got it.
That's not even plugged in.
You got my.
Plug it in, Lip.
Oh man, it was my fault the whole time. Look at it. It's not even plugged in. Jeez,
this is such
how many months has this
I'm
been?
I'm so glad this might be the last show we ever do.
I know. Thank you, net neutrality.
Dang it.
I don't want to start. I don't want to talk about.
I know that, that's
at
why
the
I'm
top of the show.
Well, that's I why I did a funny. That's why I did a funny on it.
I know because it's not funny.
Exactly. It really is.
It's
but
real.
But we're not going to get into it right now.
It's real. You know
let's
what?
Let's get into this BS trailer talk tip. There's no slide for. Let's start the show all with a trailer talk.
Let's start the show all over. Call Joshua back. Let's do it one more again.
One more again.
All right, go ahead.
All right, let's do something stupid and crazy and weird at the top of the show. It's the holiday season, and you know how much we love the holiday season. So I've come up with, this was actually given to me by the intern when they weren't updating your slide.
It's a list. It's a list. Oh my gosh.
It's not.
How many lists do we have to list before the lists are list?
It's not a list.
What is it?
Let me explain.
It's not a tumor. It's not a list.
It's not the tumor. Let me explain to you what
it's
it is.
It's just a paper with a bunch of decisions.
No, it's
in numerical order.
It's a game called
1 through 10.
Called What's in the List? What's in the list?
It's called What's Your Elf Name?
Okay.
Which is a list.
You pull items from the list to create your elf name. Kind of like you do.
So there is a list.
There is a list, but it's not a list of me going down a list like
you cannot stay away from lists.
The interns gave me one.
You are a list addict.
It's a chart list.
It's a chart list. Let me explain to you how it works. Okay. Kind of like when you are deciding your your drag name. Like your drag name is supposed to be the first name of your first dog and then your last name of the first street you lived on.
Okay.
Or the first name of your first dog and then your last name is the name of the street you lived on as a child.
Okay.
What if you lived on multiple streets?
So that's your drag name?
That would be my drag name. So my drag name would be Oscar Rozier.
What is your drag name, Lip?
Lip would have, he'd have hyphens.
First dog's name.
Your first animal or your first dog?
As a family dog, his name was Bosco. So,
Bosco.
And then what street do you remember, Lip? Just pick one because I know you
Osborne.
Moved around.
So, Bosco Osborne.
Lip would be Bosco Osborne.
My drag name would be Donatello Chipman.
Donatello Chipman. I think Lip wins it with this one. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage. Wrong bed.
I know what song you're looking for.
Yeah, no.
I know exactly.
And you know my fat fingers can't move. All right. Welcome to the stage, Bosco Osborne. Hey, there she is. Oh,
it's looking now.
Hairy nipples. All right, Lip, that's enough. You're pulling the little D.
All right. Never go.
You know I can never go compared to that.
That's very true. All right.
Too big.
So let's figure out what our
elf names are. Okay.
So this is what I need from you and everybody on live stream and everybody on Facebook Live and on Twitter. Send me your middle initial, if you have one.
Okay.
Or the first initial of your first name, middle initial, your birth month, and the day that you were born. So it will be either a letter, A through Z, your birth month.
Like the whole month?
January, February, March, April, May. And then the day you were born, 1 through
31.
31, because there's only 31 days in a month.
So 1 through 12 and 1 through 31.
Yeah. So send those in. They're coming
in. Order, though.
Holy crap, how quick is the damn feed? They're already coming in. Do we not have a delay tonight?
No, I fixed it.
Good Lord. All right, so we got...
Thanks to those interns.
Okay.
They did that right.
Right? No, I fixed their mistake.
Oh, you fixed it.
They caused the delay. I fixed the delay.
Okay, who's on...
Jim Amato says...
C March 23. Okay, March 23. And then I got another one off of Twitter is M April 31st.
That is a cool elf name, Jim. CMAF 23. He's fixing all the toys.
All right. Okay, they're coming in fast now. All right, give me a second here.
Are you going to do everyone's?
I'm going to. Well, it'll be really fast because it's an algorithm that I'm going to run. Okay. I'm trying to just get to them. 15. All right. Any more coming in off of...
off the face? Nah.
All right.
Come off the
they're asking
face.
Me to repeat it again. All right. We need your middle initial, the month you were born in, and the day you were born.
And if you don't have a middle
day
initial...
Day of the month you were born.
And if you don't have a middle initial, you can sit in your first initial.
Yes. So your month birthday, the month you were born, January through December, and the day you were born.
Yep.
1 through 31. All right. There's a few more that are coming in here. Oh, I love this. Wow. See, everybody loves it when I do a semi-list that's not a list that's not a list.
It's not a
but
list.
But it's some kind of chart.
It's not a list.
What's on the list? What's on... Lip, I would give you $5 if you can tell me what that's from.
What you're
talking
about?
I changed it up a little bit, but the inflection of the voice. I'm padding for Corey right now while he does all this.
Lots of June babies.
The inflection of the voice should give it away. All right, ready?
Go.
What's on the list? What's on the list? What's on the list?
I'm not a big movie guy, so I don't know.
August 18th
from Jay Gomez.
It's Jay.
That's from Seven. Brad Pitt finding the killer who does all the seven deadly sins. He murders people in the ways of the seven deadly sins.
Didn't know that.
And like, he gets a box towards the end of the. Spoiler alert. But if you haven't seen Seven by now, you're probably never going to watch Seven.
Bruce Willis was a ghost the whole time.
Right?
Spoiler. Oh, my God. Yes, you got it right, Bottom. There is no delay. These are pouring in. I love it.
But
I love the interaction
did she,
of
did
this
she say,
show.
Did she say Seven?
No.
We got a break, though, so...
We gotta
you
take a break.
Do a break now or after this?
All right, let me write these down, and then we'll go. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back with everybody's elf name.
All right.
I'll try to get to as many of these as we can.
But while you're doing that, Brad Pitt got a delivery, and the killer was like, "Open up the box, Brad Pitt." He didn't say Brad Pitt, but that's kind of what he said.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Well, what's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?" That cry. You know what was in the box, Lip?
Nothing.
Plot twist. His wife's head.
Wow.
Oh!
And it caused him to want to kill the dude. Did he kill the dude, Lip?
No.
Or did he?
No.
I don't know. I'm not going to let you know. That's a big spoiler.
Oh. Okay, so we'll
that's
take
the ending of the
we'll
movie.
Take a few more after the break. If you want to, while we're at, we're going to take a quick commercial break. But if you want, I'm looking for your middle initial, your birth month, and the day of your birth, and then we'll have everybody's elf names. And what's so cool is that no one has like the same, so everybody's elf name is going to be different.
Wow.
That's pretty dope.
It's going to be really cool. So we'll do this on the... I'm so happy I didn't realize it's going to work so well. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store. Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now.
Back to the fun and folly. It's Fat Guy Radio Show with Corey Blaze. Making spirits bright. What fun it is to laugh and sing a slaying song tonight.
Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody. You'll want to stand under the mistletoe for this week's Target's deals at fatguyradioshow.com/target. Target is rolling out the big guns this holiday. They want you to shop at Target through the banner on fatguyradioshow.com. And here's what's so great about Target. You can order it and have it delivered to your house. A lot of people are busy this time of year. All of your holiday parties are coming up and you don't have time to stop by Target. Or if you love going into the store, you can order through the show's link. The show gets credit. We get to stay around a little bit longer and you still get the experience of going into the store because all you have to do is just go right to customer relations and pick up all of your packages at your favorite local Target store. It all works the same. Best of both worlds when it comes to shopping Target for the holidays. And get started at fatguyradioshow.com/Target. And we thank you in advance. Target, expect more, pay less. All right, so we got all the names in. Thank you so much for all of our live streamers and people that submitted them in.
You have their names by their things, right?
Yeah, I wrote their names by them, and somebody's really, really for it. Whoever is J44 off of the Twitter, I have no clue who you are. And Lady K off of the Twitter says, I've done all my shopping through Fat Guy Radio Show.
I bet you she said it just that sultry, too.
She did, because she's talking to me.
Oh. Because if you would have said it to me, it would have been like, I don't need all my shopping on fatguyradioshow.com/target.
If she don't say it sultry like that to me, you know what I'm going to get.
What?
The phone book. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh,
broadside.
All right, so let's do it. All right, Lip.
Yes.
What is the first initial of your middle name?
A.
All right. Anastasia Beaverhausen is his middle name. And what month were you born in?
I don't remember.
March, you boob. And what day were you born on?
Last day.
The 32nd.
Yeah.
All right. DT, your middle initial?
J.
J. Middle initial is Justine. And the month you were born?
February.
And the day you were born?
31st.
You were not born on the 31st.
The 6th.
The 6th. And here's the thing. I don't have a middle name.
You do have a middle name.
Shut up, Lip. I hate you.
It's a D for Dick.
Oh, I thought it was E for Ebenheiser.
Ebenezer?
No, Ebenheiser.
Ebenheiser?
Yeah, your parents were too poor to get the actual Christmas carol. So they
John Jacob Ebenheiser Schmidt?
No, Jingleheimer.
Oh, my bad.
No, I think his middle name is Douchebag.
All right, so I will just give it a D.
It's
since
G
Lip
for...
Wants- Ooh. See, Lip wants to give it a C. All right, no problem, Martha Mata. We'll change it. All right.
What?
Here we go.
All right.
All right, let's do it.
I'm ready.
All right, let's start with Lady K.
Okay.
Lady K's information is K, June, 25. So her elf name will be Twinkle the Little Reindeer.
Twinkle the little reindeer had a very tiny bladder
from the phone book.
Oh, had two black eyes.
All right, so Lady K will be now forever known until the Christmas holiday season over. She is Twinkle the little reindeer.
Oh, she's blowing
up your
phone.
Oh, God, they're still coming in. No, there's more tweets. All right. Oh. All right, so Martha Moo will be, her elf name will be Ginger.
Whoa.
Oh.
Ginger the Snowy Tinsel.
Ginger the Snowy Tinsel.
Wow.
That sounds like a very cold gingerbread cookie.
That sounds like stripper elf.
Oh, oh.
That is, now, welcome to the stage, Ginger the Snowy Tinsel.
Ginger the Snowy Tinsel. All right, Roger.
Roger.
Is, his elf name will be Holly the Little Reindeer.
Holly the Little Reindeer.
Holly the Little Reindeer.
So we got
reindeer.
Twinkle the Little Reindeer and Holly.
They're brothers. They're brother and sister.
Oh, okay. Mm.
Oh, my God. Okay, you guys. All right, well, I'll try to get to who is on the live stream? Because there's not that many people on Facebook. Good
I don't
Lord.
Know. I don't
oh,
know.
My gosh. All right. J44 off the Twitter is his elf name would be, your elf name, Jay, is Holly the Little Gumdrop.
Holly the Little Reindeer and Holly the Little Gumdrop.
Holly the Little Gumdrop. All right, let's see.
Let me guess, those are both June babies?
Yeah, they are. And here's a Jan baby. Aaron, you are Jingles. The Merry Angel. Jingle the Merry Angel.
That sounds like the patron of lost Christmases.
And Cammy, it's with a K, not a C.
Okay.
Cammy off the Twitter is Snowflake.
Mm-hmm.
The Little Garland.
Snowflake the Little Garland. That little garland there. Snowflake.
Did we get Jim's? Did I get Jim's?
Yeah, Jim is C, March 23.
Oh, I gave Roger Jim's. Sorry, Jim. Jim is...
Is Holly the Little Gumdrop?
Holly the... Jim is Holly the Frosty Cupcake.
Holly the Frosty Cupcake.
Holly wow. Hey, Holly the Frosty Cupcake.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's do okay. Jay off the Facebook is...
Jay who?
Jay Tribbiano. Jay.
Jay Gomez.
RJ.
Well, I'm just making sure people know who it is.
His name is actually Jay. Ladies and gentlemen, it's J-A-Y, not J-A-Y. The letter J. All right.
The J, the one that is in love with you that I'm in love with.
Oh.
The one that I want to have his babies that you already had with your sister.
Yeah. The one that we made feel really awkward when we started giving him a whole lot of homosexual innuendos on the show like we're doing right now.
The one who I want his wife's tamales.
One-Eye Jay?
One-Eye Jay.
We're not going to call him One-Eye Jay.
Oh, because it's your bill with one eye, right?
He could have no eyes as long as he had that body. All right, Buddy.
Ooh, Buddy.
Hey, the buddy. Nice.
The ooh, you are nice, buddy.
Sleigh bells.
Ooh,
buddy, the nice sleigh bells.
Hey, buddy, you got some nice sleigh bells.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, let me get my little sleigh bells. Those are nice sleigh bells.
You gonna bust out those sleigh bells? Or what are you gonna do?
What are you gonna do?
I wanna get those sleigh bells.
Hey,
little jingle. Oh.
The sleigh bells kind of hollow there.
I don't know what that means.
But they will all come out with one eye. Dang, Jay. After we see his sleigh bells, we coming out with one eye.
Hell yeah.
I got you, Jay.
Hell yeah.
He's talking about the sleigh bells. I guess it's Italian name.
The bells, you know what? Ring-a-ding-ding, bells.
Jingle, baby, yo.
A jingle, jangle, jangle the balls, you know?
Oh, God.
I mean the bells.
All right, Lip, you are... You... Philippius, you are Jingles...
A jingle, jangle.
The Frosty Garland.
Jingle the Frosty Garland. Hey, how you doing? A jingle jangle, Garland guy.
D-Tay.
No, don't do my.
Oh, we have to.
You are Snowflake.
Oh.
The Playful.
Oh.
Ornament. Hey, let me play with your ornament. Wanna play with my ornament. And I am
Jingle Jangle. Oh, hold on. I got yours. I got it.
Okay.
Here we go. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Corey. So see, he is Holly.
I am Holly.
That's not his real middle name though.
Yeah, because it's a D. For dick. Oh. Holly.
I've never done April. We had no other April birthday.
Okay.
I take that back. Martha was April.
Martha. So, it was Holly, the snowy.
Nope. The festive.
You didn't.
April is the festive.
You didn't say festive. You said frosted.
Oh, I gave her March.
Yeah, see, you messed up. So he's Holly the Festive Fat
see
Guy.
See what you done started?
I am Holly the Festive.
Look what you done started.
Jason. And there's too many clothes in that picture.
My eye!
What a way to go.
Oh, jingle jangle. No, baby.
Nobody knows. Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Matthew selfies. Hey, wash those towels. Hey.
Hey, take away the shower curtain. No, that's just your pants. Hey.
I like to have a jingle bulge.
Now
Is he continuously doing it?
I got like 20 of them.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those who don't know right now, Jay is flooding Polybius's
inbox
with selfies of him in the bathroom, which is so hilarious.
And he
right
just
now.
Has a towel on.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not a towel. That's not a shower curtain.
That's a truck wrap. With a tailpipe sticking out of the bottom of it.
Oh, no.
Okay, I messed up all of Mona Martha's birthday.
Did she say it in multiple ones? She tried to get elf names for all her family.
Okay, she is...
Mona, there is like 20 of y'all. I've seen the snaps.
Okay, so she is...
I love you, though.
M July 9. So she's Ginger, the Snowy, Tinsel. Right?
You said it for her.
I thought I had somebody else that was April.
And I was like, no, you said Snowy.
Okay, I wrote it. There were so many that were coming in, and I was writing them down, and I was trying to do them.
You're a liar.
I think he got a little bit of snow in his nose.
I got a little. A little bit of booger sugar.
He been over here sniffing on this reef behind me.
And those cotton balls.
All right, so we will post up.
Jingle jangle.
Hey.
The cotton balls isn't too loud.
Those cotton ball wind chimes. All right.
I like saying a jingle jangle in like Italian New York act. A jingle jangle. Hey.
Stop making lip laugh because I'm looking at the levels and they're all in the red and he's not paying attention.
Oh, sorry.
All right. We will post up the What's Your Elf Name on our Facebook page and you can play with your family. Now, as we transition or up on a break, do we have time to get something else here?
Yeah.
All right. This is
yeah,
all
on it. What, bro? You didn't even answer the question. Hey, are we up on a break or can we get something in? Yeah. Like, what did that answer?
Okay.
I think we have time.
We do. I think we do. I'm out.
You're.
I'm out. It's over. I can't do it anymore.
Wait. What? Whoa. I thought you were going to stay in.
No, I'm out.
No, we just talked about this, though. Like, if I'm in, you got to be in.
You were never in.
Ooh.
Oh, what are we talking about?
NBC The Voice.
First. Oh, then, yeah, I'm out with after Blue One, I was out.
First, and he'll be back next week. First, it was the Janice Freeman debacle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then this past week, they eliminated it down to the final three.
And they're all the rocker chicks, aren't they?
Nope. Oh, I'm sorry, the final four.
I'm sorry, the country chicks.
Two countries, one Miley, and one Adam.
Okay.
They got rid of the one that should have won it all. My second pick.
Wow.
Noah Mack. Gone.
Noah Mack is gone.
And the internet lit up with tweets. This is off of mercurynews.com. This from Emily Harper. She tweeted out, "This is the 2016 election all over again. Hashtag The Voice." Heartbroken for Team J Hut. Love you, Davon Fleming and Noah Mack. Hashtag The Voice. Country fans are why we can't have nice things. Noah was infinitely more talented than Red. Red made me want to scratch my ears off. Katie F. off of Twitter.
Wow.
They eliminated Noah Mack. The final four. Now, I'm a little happy and I'm a little sad, or more sad than I am happy, because Adam Cunningham lasted two more rounds and he was the one that won over Janice Freeman, which should have never happened.
Okay.
So every week that they were doing votes, I was hoping that Adam Cunningham was going to go. And the next following week, he didn't even they didn't even put him in the bottom two. They voted him through.
Wow. Mm.
But it's bittersweet because he was also eliminated along with Noah Mack. This show, number one, maybe I just got way too wrapped up in it, but who are these people that are voting?
I don't know.
Now, granted, all these people are talented, but I wrote down just one thing. I wrote down this one thing.
Okay.
People don't want new, or the people that watch The Voice, or the people that vote on The Voice, mm-hmm. they do not want new, innovative talent. They want the same old cookie cutter, factory produced singers and performers that are already flooding the industry. They don't want anything new. They don't want anything fresh. They don't want anything nothing. They want the same old, same old. Red Marlowe, great singer, country guy, amazing voice. Sounds like every other person in Nashville.
Okay.
Every other person in Nashville. There's only one person that has one unique voice, but she doesn't have the stage presence to take it all home, and that's Chloe Kohansky. She's the only person that has a little bit of a different flavor in her voice. Everybody else, the final four. Chloe Kohansky is the only one that has a little bit of originality. She's on Team Blake Country.
Okay.
Addison Agan is on Team Adam. She's a great singer, but she sounds like everybody else. Brooke Simpson, big powerhouse voice. She's basically the new Mariah Carey, the new Whitney Houston of 2017. Nothing new.
So she's basically Ariana Grande.
Pretty much.
Okay.
She's another Ariana Grande. And then Red Barlow, who was the other country singer for Team Blake. J. Hud, Jennifer Hudson, was selecting unique talent, things that weren't present in the industry, talent that she felt the industry needed. And now J. Hud is not even represented in the finale.
Wow.
They voted all of her people off. And her team could sing anybody under the table.
Well, I'm about to go check it out now.
I'm punched
like,
out.
No, I'm not the news shows. I'm talking about like I'm gonna check out Noah Mack and them. Like,
yeah,
I might go to their U page.
Noah Mack is dude. He was so unique. So there's a clip. My favorite performance of him is on my Twitter handle at Corey Blaze, where Noah was during the knockouts. That's where he won me over. Mm-hmm. And he was not just a voice. He was a composer. He was a writer. He was a musician. And he gave us so many different levels to him. And every level was a different level. So when we saw something, when he presented us with something new, it didn't take us down. It took us to another level of Noah. You see what I'm saying? And the voters don't want the voters don't want that on The Voice. And I don't understand. I don't understand. And then, of course, it was also pissed off because my DVR aired out on me.
Oh,
and
wow.
Didn't even record it. So thank God I had to go to NBC's app through my Apple TV and I had to rewatch it again. And it was gut-wrenching because Noah was put in the bottom three to fight for the save. And in the bottom three, he was up against Red Barlow, the country singer,
okay.
up against Adam Cunningham, who sent Janice Freeman home, and Noah. And when Noah was singing, you could start to see his eyes watering up. He was singing for his soul, but I knew he knew in his heart of hearts he was up against Red Barlow, who has topped the iTunes playlist for country stars for like the last 4 weeks of the show. There was no way that Noah was going to be able to make it out of the competition when it was down to him, including Red Barlow. There was no way. And of course, the save went to Red Barlow.
Wow.
But while Noah was singing, you could feel he was scared. He was disappointed because he had been on the top the whole show.
Yeah.
And then just in 1 week, he went from basically rags to riches. It sucked. I'm out on the show. I'm not watching the finale. I may watch it because Chris Blue is going to be on it. He's going to debut his new song, which I heard a preview of it. Don't get happy. I heard a preview of it. Chris.
Bunked.
Hire a musician. My God, put the computers away. Hire a freaking musician. I'm out on The Voice. It's over. I'm done. And I'm not watching next season because I can't, my heart can't take this no more. And Lip plays a slow Christmas song. No, I'm kidding. It actually picks up. Hey, is this that new track from Sia?
Mm-hmm.
Lip, look at you.
Wait, Sia's still around?
Yeah, she got her hair in her face and everything standing in the corner.
Oh, half wow. Naked.
Oh,
This is a Christmas song?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right. On the other side of this break, it is trailer talk, and then we'll do a little bit of net neutrality. Just a little bit. Or maybe I shouldn't. I don't want to bring this show down.
Maybe Afterburn?
You know what? That'll be a better place to talk about it is on Afterburn. Okay. All right. We'll be right back on FatGuyRadioShow.com, you little elves. Yeah, the end of my job on my tree. Singing to the spirit
above. Sing your heart out with us. Hey there. While the real me is on break, the pre-recorded commercial me wanted to let you know the coolest way to listen to the show. With someone. Binging on the show is cool. Going at it alone with your burrito in hand is also cool. But listening with someone, like your friends, is awesome. It gives you a chance to come up with some good zingers to tweet in on the show. So gather up a friend or two, log on to the live feed on Thursday nights, and laugh with a friend. I don't do the show alone, so you shouldn't listen alone. Fat Guy Radio Show. There's room for everybody. Now back to the real me.
Listen in your office, in your car, or even your neighborhood bar. You can listen with your whole family.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network, featuring Corey Blaze.
All right, now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. It's the time of the year for Afterburn subscriptions. Someone pointed this out to me about our Afterburn subscription. You know, other shows have you renew it every year. Be with our partnership with Patreon, you don't have to renew. Those little $3 comes out of your checking account or your debit card automatically until you decide to stop, which we hope you never do. There's no re-ing up every year. There's no having to go back and wonder if you're going to get all the past episodes. No, when you become an Afterburn subscriber, and Afterburn is our bonus show, where there's no rules, no commercials, and anything's possible, and it's uncensored, you don't have to worry about re-upping. You just know that every month you're going to have a new show. And what Patreon does is Patreon sends you an email once you subscribe with a way and instructions on how to load it into your podcast player. So you don't have to worry about going to the website. It will automatically send it to your feed as long as your subscription stays alive. It's that easy. It's so I subscribe to several other premium bonus shows for other podcasts, and I have to re-up every year. With us, with our arrangement and partnership with Patreon, you don't have to do that for Afterburn. So if you want to hear us completely cut loose and do things that you didn't think we'd ever do, subscribe to Afterburn and do it at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. And we thank you. All right. Welcome back to the Shuddy Whoa, Whoa, Whoa. There's a lot more that I want to get to. So are we going to do trailer talk? Do we want to do it? I think we should because it's a funny one. Just take okay. Go. I'll give you a minute. I'll pad because I do have a quick email that I want to get to while you go in and change that thing that the editors were supposed to do.
All right, hold up.
All right, so, Lip.
Yes.
We got an email, and you don't check the emails anymore because you lost the password and yes. You haven't cared to get the password to have access to the emails. But I pulled this email, and this isn't the mailbag segment or the mail sack segment. So, we got this email, and I thought it was really interesting, and I wanted to bring it up.
Okay.
It says, hi, guys. I've been listening to your show for a little over a year now, and I have a question.
Mm.
Maybe you'll read my email on the show, but you don't have to. Earlier this year, Corey was really, really happy. Almost the happiest we've ever heard him about Philippius and Dite moving up to his part of town.
Mm.
We kind of know what happened or didn't happen with Dite almost living with Corey for 2 months. But what about Philippius and his family? Keep up the great show. It brings me a bunch of laughs because every one of you have a full-blown case of the crazies. Bethany in Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
She brings up a really good point. We never really actually closed that story of how I was excited and really happy that both of my boys were going to be on the same side of town with me. And I don't think we have given an update as far as where that's happened. Now, Dite did live with me, or his stuff lived with me for 2 months. And then he's back down in the Vadio.
Yes.
But, Lip, there was a time where you and the wifey were planning. I think I even gave you moving pads and boxes to help you guys pack up to move to my side of the town. And what bring us up to date as far as where we stand on that, even though it's a few months removed now.
Yeah, bring us up to date, Lip.
Jobs.
Job change.
Job changes, yeah.
So because of Lip's family job change, Lip changed jobs.
And there was other things that happened. I mean, with the whole, you know, passing and all that other stuff happened too.
True. Yeah.
That is true.
Lost his father-in-law. Wifey changed jobs as well. So that's
I lost my job too.
And Lip lost his job. So they didn't move up to my side of town.
They couldn't afford it.
So my side of the town is not that expensive.
Couldn't afford the deluxe apartment in the sky.
The deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
I don't know where my voice has gone today.
I don't know where it is either. It's probably gone to you trying to. And Dite did not move up to this side of town.
I moved to the south. Back to the heart of the ghetto.
Other than those 2 months that he lived.
Also known as Struggle Bus.
Yeah, I live in Grand Struggle Station.
Yeah, and the Struggle Bus don't make it up to my part of the woods.
Actually, I think he lives in Prescott. Oh, my bad. Right? You live in Prescott?
Shut up, bro.
All right. And my part in there, oh, by the way, I know we're trying to get the trailer talk, but Dite really doesn't want to do it, so I'm going to tell this next thing. I have found the best eye doctor ever.
Oh, yeah?
If you follow me on Snapchat, you saw some pictures of my eye doctor's office that I had never been through to before.
Okay.
This place is laid out. It is gorgeous. It is spacious. It is luxury. It is comfortable. And my doctor is the most amazing. He had a personality. He was funny. He was cracking jokes. I was cracking jokes. All of the lenses are Gucci and Ralph Lauren. I have found the ophthalmologist of all ophthalmologists. When I walked into the doctor's office, I didn't know what to expect, but I knew it was in a very, very nice area. I walked into the doctor's office and I said, this is my people. The receptionist is nice. The chairs are comfortable. The lobby is spacious. I only had to wait for 5 minutes. And then I was back. And the lady that did my intake, she was nice and she got the jokes and she was funny and she was down to earth. The exam rooms were freaking phenomenally clean. And then you go over to the area where it is the where you shop for the glass for your frames.
Yeah.
And that was where that picture came from, Lip, where those beautiful chandeliers and that sky mural on the ceiling was there. It is gorgeous.
I hear one thing as you speak.
What?
Dollar signs, dollar signs, dollar signs.
No, they had. Okay, well.
The cheapest pair of glasses was $1,000.
No, it wasn't. The cheapest pair of glasses.
Let me ask you this. How much are you paying out of pocket? With the insurance, right?
With insurance. A little change back on a $300 bill.
Yeah.
Didn't even know they made those kind of bills.
So, no, it's about $250.
That's the thing. Only rich folks had those bills.
It's right? About $250 with the glasses, and I have a special film. And he's adding a new special film onto my glasses. But I have 20/20 vision. So I'm literally just, it's just the frames that I'm paying for.
So this new film, so when you look in the mirror, it makes you look skinny?
No.
This fool said I wear glasses, but I have 20/20 vision.
I do. My glasses are for computers.
So he can see himself skinny.
They're rose-colored glasses.
No, they are glasses so that I can, because I stare at computers all day, and I get eye fatigue.
Eye fatigue.
Eye fatigue.
Wow. Is that the same thing as when you're like staring off into the distance and you imagine yourself dying?
No. No, that's...
if that's the thing, I got the eye fatigue for days.
Yeah.
No, that's...
My
that's...
eyes are always fatigued.
No, that there... That's called depression.
Oh, so that's what it'll look like when I'm dead.
No,
yes, dude, take me now, death.
I will give
the dark cold
abyss. I will give them a free plug. They were a little ways away from the house, but I just found them, and because they are on there, I'll give them a free plug. Family Eye Care of Glendale.
Family Rich Care of Glendale.
Family Eye Care of Glendale. And
make sure you bring your $300 bills.
Dude.
Bring multiple if you have a family.
Dude, the flow of the office is perfect. You go into one door and you check in. And I'm a new patient, so I checked in, had to do, you know, 55 pieces of paperwork.
So you go to the check-in atrium.
So you go into the foyer where you check in.
Okay.
And then the little nurse came out and got me. I literally waited for less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
She came out. She got me. She took me down this hall. We went around the one room. She did the preliminary little test where she put me in front of a little eye robot. And she said, just look at the little balloon.
And it blows at your eye?
And it blows and it moves and it goes... And then it zooms in.
You know
then,
what that actually is? That robot's actually farting on your eye.
So after
yeah,
the,
that's a robot queef.
After the, after,
oh, am I not allowed to say that?
After the eye,
I don't know.
After the eye robot fart, the balloon went away, and then she came and she got me again, and then she took me into an exam room, and she was there. We did the whole exam room where I was seeing the little letters on the wall and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, okay, hold on for a few minutes, and then the doctor will be in. And she closed the door, and the door immediately back opened again, and the doctor was in.
See, I can't afford that. I go to Fry's to get my eye exam.
I go to Free 99.
We do my eye exam in the produce section. They're like, what is this?
A carrot?
And I'm like, that is a cucumber. They said, wrong. It's a pickle. And they're like, what is this?
No. A cucumber is a pickle.
Yeah, but they're different. They're the same, but they're different.
One's
they're
all, cousins. You know, shriveled up in the
yeah,
vinegar,
one's,
you know?
One's full of vinegar and it tastes weird. The other one is fresh and cut. They're like, what is this? And I'm like, oh, that is broccoli. And they're like, nope, that's cilantro. And I'm like, are you serious? What is this? And I'm like, that is a cantaloupe. Nope, that's a watermelon. You need glasses.
Tell us when you can see it. Tell us when you can see it.
And then, like, you know, I get hit in the head with a cantaloupe, which turned out to be a watermelon. Didn't know cantaloupes weren't red in the middle. Thought they were red in the middle. Turns out they're orange. Totally blew my mind. All my life I've been hating cantaloupe, but it's really been watermelon I didn't like. Didn't know that.
Because you can't see.
Because I can't see.
You need to go see my eye doctor.
I have the eye fatigue, man. I'm telling you. The eye fatigue. I thought that cantaloupe was my blood. I don't know.
I am not bougie. And it's not the bougie place. There were regular people. It was just a beautiful flow. And then they took you into the other atrium where all the glasses were. And then the guy cleaned my glasses for free. And he cleaned my sunglasses for free. Then they dilated my eyes and I couldn't see nothing. And had to take an Uber home. Because I was scared to drive. Oh, man. Check them out. If you're a VSP member, which a lot of people are.
Wait, what is VSP?
VSP is like one of the biggest vision insurances that you have. Your job may have VSP.
I think I am VSP because we just got a new one because we used to be like.
Then you can go
David,
to Family.
David Vision?
You can go to Family Eye Care of Glendale.
And pay.
But how much?
It's the same copay with your vision as it would with anything else. If you're a VSP member.
Well, I've never used my VSP because I don't even know how to like access it.
I don't either.
I don't have cards.
Oh, you got to figure that out from your job.
Print them.
Well, they don't send me cards anymore. The only thing I get is my health card.
Then that's all I get too. All I show is my health card.
It might be on there.
Yeah, you might be able to go to my eye doctor, but that would be really stupid because that's like a 45-minute
drive from me.
But it's worth the experience.
They don't have multiple locations.
No.
It's not a boutique place.
Vision, a family vision of Arizona. It's family vision of rich ass Glendale.
North Glendale.
I'm sorry. It's F V O N G.
Trailer talk after this on Fat Guy.
We're not doing trailer talk.
Ain't got time for all that.
Oh, I can't even see the movie.
We gotta go.
All
right. Break 10 minutes ago.
We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, to name a few of the most popular social sites, and Fat Guy Radio Show is on every last one of them. Corey Blaze back here to invite you to find, like, or follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. It's a really cool way to get up close and personal with us through the show. It's not just us talking into your ears for 75 minutes a week. Those days we're not live, we are live on social media. Fat Guy Radio Show, the most interactive, accessible show on the internet. So find us and share us. And if you discover a site we're not on, let us know. We'll join in just to hang out with you. Fat Guy Radio Show, it's social.
Happy holidays from Halo 6. Boy, things are getting a lot better at Halo 6. I spoke to them earlier this week. This is the same ring from last week. I didn't speak to them this week. They continue to set the industry standard of electronic cigarettes. Halo 6 is the perfect gift for the holiday for the light smoker wanting to switch. The G6 model is the perfect fit. For the heavy smoker who wants to switch, the reactor is a total beast. Check it out and find something for yourself by clicking the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. There's also a banner up there for my favorite e-liquid, which is Sub-Zero. All right, that first segment went a little long. The trailer that we were going to review today was Downsizing, which comes out on in theaters December 22nd, starring Matt Damon and Kristen Wiig. Lip, what was your take on the trailer?
Honey, We Shrunk the Kids? Oh.
That's the first thing you thought about?
Well, they're all little like they were.
Okay.
I freaking hate you right now. I literally wrote in my notes, Matt Damon does his best Rick Moranis impersonation. With Honey, We Shrunk Ourselves, Kristen Wiig does her best impression of I Don't Love You No More, I'm Selfish Bitch.
Wow.
That's pretty much what I wrote.
I wrote down the fact that this movie plays to my conspiracy theory thought that Hollywood leaks out what alien technology has really taught us. I firmly believe that the government has the ability to actually create this new small little world because it is so logical.
You know what just... That just like totally gave me an idea.
Yup.
You know that commercial of like Mobil, Exxon, the oil change one with a really small Dikembe Mutombo and the small person next to him, and all the Dr. Peppers with Justin Guarini.
Yep.
They downsized. Those are real people. That's not CGI.
Okay, you just blew my complete theory right out of the water. I was dead serious that there is a secret society that is aware of these technologies.
I believe you.
Because aliens have come to this planet and they won't tell us this. So what they do is that when they do so we don't suspect it, they put it out in the movies. They let Hollywood put it out as a concept. And then once the concept is out there, we'll never believe that it's true because, you saw it in a movie.
Yeah, it was on the internet.
It was on the internet. And you know what they say about things
that they
put on the internet?
Where, like, a lot of the astronauts had, like, a secret meeting, like a Senate-type meeting.
Yeah.
And they talked about the existence of aliens.
I'm telling you.
And because they went out there in space. They drank beer with aliens. Like, they did it.
They had a cupper with the aliens.
Yeah.
All right, you can check out our trailer talk video up on our Facebook page. It is Downsizing. The synopsis is when scientists discover how to shrink humans to 5 inches tall as a solution to overpopulation. I can tell you, I want to see this movie.
I do too.
Lip,
I give it 15 small Dikembe Mutombos.
Lip, how many red cantaloupes do you give it?
Three.
I give it three. I give it one Josh Ganache winning the Food Network Challenge on Monday.
Ooh.
Yeah. So I actually want to see it, but I can imagine, I already know what's going to happen. There are going to be so many continuity issues in that movie because it is very difficult to be 5 inches tall and yet be carrying a bag of crackers, soup crackers, that are almost 4 inches tall, when in actuality, soup crackers are not 4 inches long.
No.
Ooh.
So there's going to be a lot of that going on when they're trying to balance that out, and it's just not going to work. It's just, and I'm going to pick up on everything. Now, the layman going to see this movie will not have that problem, but I'm a little OCD, and I have a very high ENI doctor.
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
So I heard.
So go check it out at the theaters. Downsizing, directed by Alexander Payne, in theaters December 22nd. And that is Trailer Talk.
The movies aren't out. It's the trailers we'll see. It's time for Trailer Talk.
One last quick thing. Remember the drama that we had with Mama Blaze for Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I got really happy because I thought the drama was over for Christmas.
Oh.
Because Mama Blaze sent me an email or text and said, hey, can I invite a friend to Christmas?
Ooh, dum, dum, dum.
And I literally thought that the heavens were going to cry, the heavens were going to crack open. And I'm like, yes, hallelujah, Mama's got a date for Christmas. So now we don't have to worry about your daddy in this market.
Yeah.
2 days later, get another text from Mama. He ain't coming.
Oh, no.
I am this close to putting out an APP for a date. Date Corey's mom for Christmas.
Mm.
You date my mama, you get free dinner at my house. You're out, D-Tech.
Dang! Why am I out? Sign me up.
Because dates with you end differently than dates with my mother.
No. I will show her a nice time. I will eat your dinner, and then I will graciously leave, and nothing will happen.
I'm this close to opening up the floodgates to date Corey's mom for Christmas.
Let me get
now. If you think I'm OCD and I'm a snob, wait till you have a load of Mrs. Mama Blaze. Woohoo! Take me and times it by 10, because I'm already ordering the cleaning crew to start coming clean my house so that when Mama Blaze gets there, I don't have to hear about, why don't you take care of that? It's cost you this amount of money. It's to take care of it. Look at it. It's sitting over there, and it's all dusty and disgusting. How long has it been sitting there?
That time you broke the couch?
You don't.
Oh, she's still that.
And you know what? That's how I stop her from talking about my house is like, remember that time that I broke the couch and you felt really bad because I have a weight problem because you let me eat too much when I was a kid?
Oh.
That.
Blame it on
you're that son.
I am that
you're the
son.
Reason my mom calls me and claims she's a victim when I get a flat tire. I am a horrible mother. You have a flat tire. How's your vision fatigue?
Cantaloupes aren't red inside, they're orange. If we didn't have Josh on the show earlier, this show would totally be titled Cantaloupes Aren't Red.
That's funny.
Oh, my God. That was a great epic meltdown. Maybe we'll get some Instagram clips this week.
Shots fired.
Why is it just a solo shot of me? I'm not the only one talking.
You started the, I heard closing music. Closing music mean go to you.
Oh, okay. That's right.
There's no closing music.
Lip, are we over?
We're past.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, my apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Thank you again to Joshua Lipsy. Watch Joshua on the finale of the Holiday Baking Championship this coming Monday, December 18th, on the Food Network. Check your local listing. Josh, we're pulling for you, buddy. We're pulling for you. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. Tis the season to be shopping. And we give you 4 ways to get to Amazon. Shop now, shop often, shop Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises, especially for the holiday, to P.O. Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona, 85080. Hang with us all week long on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, we will be on Wednesday night. It'll be a Wednesday night taping next week, and we have a very special show planned for you, but after Christmas and before New Year's. After Christmas and before New Year's, we'll have more details about that next week. For our executive producer, Full Olympias.
Good night.
Our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sup, Dutch.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us, unless you're Santa. Tell everybody you know about the show. And when they ask you, what's it all about? Put a shiny glaze on your reconfigured fruitcake and simply reply. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week, Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. See you at the top.
Hello!
I love you, Mata Marta!